Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our high nearing 58. Northwest winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 25. Partly cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 25 degrees. More sunshine on Thursday with our high nearing 51. Staying very mild over Thursday night, cloudy with a low around 36 degrees. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 36 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Kansas Gas Service customers could see between $5 to $9 added to their monthly bill soon in order to pay for the sky-high natural gas prices during the extreme cold severe weather in February of last year. The Kansas Corporation Commission said on Tuesday it approved a settlement agreement that outlines how Kansas Gas Service will recover $36 million in natural gas costs racked up during February 2021 severe winter weather. Just after 10 p.m. on Sunday, police responded to the area of River Road and Commercial Street in Atchison to check on a suspicious person, according to Police Chief Mike Wilson. At the scene, officers located 44-year-old Jason Seeger, who was wanted on district court charges for failure to appear in court. He then threatened officers with a big stick and then fled on foot, according to Wilson. Officers later apprehended him and found he was in possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
A suspect charged in the shooting death of a teenager in Butler County last summer is now charged with a child sex crime in Sedgwick County. Sedgwick County records show 18-year-old Jacob DeLeon was arrested by Hayesville police and booked early Monday morning on one count of aggravated indecent liberties with a child. The district attorney's office said the alleged incident happened on June 22, 2021, and that DeLeon has been charged. Arrest records indicate the victim in the case is a girl under the age of 14. DeLeon remains held on a $200,000 bond. Lawmakers in Topeka are reviewing a bill that could return sacred land in Johnson County back to the Shawnee tribe. Tuesday, the Senate Federal and State Affairs Committee held a public hearing to review SB 405. The bill would transfer ownership of the Shawnee Indian Cemetery in front of the Kansas Historical Society to the Shawnee tribe. The cemetery is located in a residential neighborhood roughly two blocks east of 59th Terrace and Neiman Road. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Hall County authorities say a Grand Island man died when he fell into a baler at work. Sheriff's Captain T.J. Aaron said deputies were called to Mid-Nebraska Disposal Monday afternoon. KSNB reports that when deputies arrived at the plant about 3 miles west of Grand Island, they found an employee seriously injured after he fell into a baler machine and became stuck. The man died later at a Grand Island hospital. His name has not been released. The sheriff's office said the investigation is ongoing, but foul play is not suspected. A 22-year-old Omaha man is now charged with second-degree murder in the death of an Oklahoma man. Oklahoma police say charges were upgraded Tuesday against Nolan King in the death of 41-year-old Rodney Pettit of Lawton, Oklahoma. Police say Pettit was assaulted late Saturday at the Parliament Pub in Omaha's Old Market District. He died on Monday. King is also charged with use of a weapon that is not a firearm. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Volunteers with RSVP of Northeast Kansas are offering free income tax preparation assistance for low to moderate income individuals, families, and senior citizens. RSVP volunteers will help with the basic tax returns. Because of COVID-19, they will offer tax assistance by mail or drop-off only again this season. Those who have had taxes prepared in the past should receive information in the mail. If you did not receive a mailing or you have not participated, stop by the RSVP office at 813 Broadway or give them a call at 785-562-2154. The Low-Income Energy Assistance Program is a federally funded program that helps eligible households pay a portion of their home energy costs by providing a one-time per year benefit. The application period is open through March 31st. In order to qualify, applicants must meet several requirements. For additional information, contact the Marysville office at 785-562-5338. A soil health workshop is planned in Seneca this Friday. Ryan O'Neill was a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. He's with Glacial Hills RCD and talks about the workshop plans.
Yeah, so basically it's just a free soil health workshop to learn about the benefits of soil health on your farm. Topics to include everything from an introduction to companion cropping, cover crops, native pollinator strips, and some more events.
Glacial Hills also coordinates the RAPS program. The conservation program is available to producers and landowners. And Ryan O'Neill explains the outline.
You know, that's the thing that we're really focused on with the RAP strategy in the Turtle Creek watershed. And it's really to address those water quality issues locally. And the whole goal is to understand what impairments are on your farm and set those goals and actions to meet maybe some of those load reductions needed to reach certain goals on your farm, but also in the watershed as well.
Gail Ann Meyer, age 66, of Wymore, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m., will be live-streamed on the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home Facebook page. Burial in the Calvary Cemetery at Wymore. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family, great friends Friday from 6 until 8, with a rosary at 7. At the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home at Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Gail Meyer. Juanita K. Bush, age 69, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Juanita Bush. David L. Anthony, Sr., age 60, of Wymore, passed away Wednesday. Celebration of life service to be held at a later date, with the Harmon Wright Mortuary in charge of arrangements for David Anthony, Sr. Zoe Tart, age 57, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. Celebration of life service is planned at a later date, with the Harmon Wright Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Zoe Tart. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, tuna casserole, a muffin, green beans, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, barbecue meatballs, baby bakers, peas and carrots, and blushing pears. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Filter days are underway at Heenan's Automotive, your NAPA parts store in Marysville. Take advantage of their large selection of farm filters, hydraulic hoses, bearings, and all of your agricultural needs. Join them for a complimentary lunch Wednesday, 11 to 2. At Heenan's Automotive, your locally owned and operated NAPA parts store in Marysville. Filter days now through February 20th.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Another beautiful and very mild day ahead of us with lots of sunshine. Winds will be fairly gusty out of the northwest between 10 and 20 miles per hour and gusting as high as 30. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 30s and lower 50s throughout Iowa, the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, the mid 50s to mid 60s throughout Kansas, and the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. Temperatures will be a bit chillier overnight tonight, but still very mild, with lows in the upper teens and upper 20s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 20s throughout Nebraska, the upper 20s and mid 30s throughout Kansas, and the mid 20s to lower 30s throughout Missouri. Temperatures will be slightly cooler throughout Wednesday, but stay very mild, and these mild temperatures will stick around throughout the weekend. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-February, 43, record high on this date, 75. The average low, 20, and the record low, 17, below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:26. Sunset this evening, 5:57. It's 36 degrees. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 9th of February. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Cambridge Place Senior Care in Marysville is inspired by their understanding of seniors and their needs, striving to serve each person and his or her needs uniquely, individually, and holistically. They strive to create a compassionate community that enhances the quality of life for those whose whole lives they touch. Facilities for assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, hospice, and senior day services available. Visit their website at cambridgeplaceseniorcare.com. Cambridge Place Senior Care in Marysville.
Auburn goes down and Jacob Ellis is golden. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. College hoops, Auburn's 19-game win streak is no more. The nation's top-ranked team falling to unranked Arkansas in overtime.
Off the iron, no good. Williams with a rebound. Outlet to Devo. It is over. Down goes Auburn. The number one team in the country is defeated. And they are rushing the court at Bud Walton Arena.
On ESPN Radio 99.5, 80-76 the final. NBA, Devin Booker dropped 35 on the 76ers, and the Suns won in Philly 114-109. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 44 to lead the Bucks past the Lakers 131-116. To the Olympics, Lindsay Jacob Ellis took the first gold for Team USA in Beijing, winning the women's snowboard cross. It's the first career Olympic gold for Jacob Ellis, who's 36 and competing in her fifth Winter Games. Snowboarding star Shaun White is through to the final of the men's halfpipe after a strong qualification run. But star skier Michaela Schifrin's struggles continue. Just 2 days after crashing in the giant slalom, she missed a gate just 5 seconds into the slalom and was disqualified. Schifrin was the defending Olympic champion in the giant slalom. She also won the gold in slalom in Sochi in 2014. More college action. Third-ranked Purdue came out on top against number 13, Illinois.
Ivy leaves a pass down low to Edie. His layup is missed from the right side. He got his own rebound, and he dunked it back into the bucket.
on Learfield, 84-68 the final. NHL, Michael McLeod found the back of the net twice. The Devils beating the Canadiens to snap a seven-game losing streak.
Devils win the draw. Great to the shot, rebound, they score. It's McLeod, and the Devils tack another one on. It's 5-1.
On the Devils Hockey Network, 7-1 the final. It was Montreal's seventh straight loss. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Tuesday night basketball action in girls' play. Rock Creek beat Marysville 41-22. It was Frankfort over Axtell, 61-39. Valley Heights girls took Lynn, 47-30. Washington County over Blue Valley, 55-29. Hanover girls trimmed Clifton Clyde, 43-31. Centralia beat St. Mary's, 44-39. Wamego girls over Chapman, 55-25. Raleigh County down Concordia, 36-33. Clay Center took Republic County, 58-19. In boys action, Marysville over Rock Creek, 63-48. Frankfort down to Axtell, 39-35. Valley Heights boys beat Lynn, 56-41. Blue Valley over Washington County, 52-40. Hanover boys down Clifton Clyde, 67-53. St. Mary's took Centralia, 92-52. Wamego boys over Chapman, 65-30. Concordia top Riley County, 58-38. And Clay Center beat Republic County, 53-38.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
See your local H&R Block office in Marysville at 907 Broadway and in Beatrice at 115 North 6th Street.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. U.S. agriculture posted its highest annual export level ever recorded in 2021. That final 2021 trade data published by the Department of Commerce yesterday shows that exports on U.S. farms and food products totaled $177 billion. That total beat the 2020 figure by some 18% and eclipsed the previous record set in 2014 by 14.6%. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack said the record-breaking trade numbers demonstrate that U.S. agriculture is incredibly resilient. The U.S. top 10 export markets saw gains in 2021, with six of the 10, China, Mexico, Canada, South Korea, the Philippines, and Colombia, setting new records. Worldwide export of many U.S. products, like soybeans, corn, beef, pork, dairy, distillers, grains, and pet food, also reached all-time high. China remained the top export destination, a record $33 billion in purchases, up 25% from 2020. Mexico inched ahead of Canada to capture the number two position with a record $25.5 billion, up 39% from a year ago. Kansas Senator Roger Marshall has concerns about USDA's Climate Smart Agriculture and Forestry Partnership Initiative. He penned a letter to Ag Secretary Vilsack following the announcement of the program. While reaffirming the support for conservation efforts in agriculture, Marshall questioning the use of the Commodity Credit Corporation funds for the program. In the letter, Marshall said it seems USDA is crafting its own farm bill by using the CCC to create its own programs and priorities that haven't yet been established by Congress and to fund projects only USDA deems worthy. Vilsack announced the program on Monday will invest $1 billion to finance pilot projects that create market opportunities for U.S. agriculture and forestry products that use climate-smart practices. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Shop the President's Day sale event at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Beatrice. Deals so good you can't pass them up. Don't miss this limited time offer at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Find out more by stopping by or go online at twinriv.com. Check their used vehicles too, including cars and trucks. A tremendous selection at Twin Rivers in Beatrice. Again, go online to twinriv.com or stop by today.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, starting off a Wednesday today for the middle of the week. Yesterday was a bit of a mixed day. We saw it mixed, but mostly lower in the grains, mostly higher in the livestock is how we finished off the day for a Tuesday. We'll see what's in store today. We are anticipating the supply and demand report that will be out later on today as well. So that may be affecting the markets once that is released. At the same time, we'll get to all those numbers in a bit. We did see, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, they did release their annual industry numbers showing that 2021 was the highest annual export levels ever recorded for 2021, according to Tom Vilsack. The final 2021 trade data published by the Department of Commerce showed the exports from U.S. farm and food products in the world totaled $177 billion, topping the 2020 total by 18% and eclipsing the previous record set in 2014. That was 14.6%. So things looking good wrapping up 2021. We'll see if that trend continues for this year as well. In the grain markets yesterday, we saw things again mostly lower. March corn were down by 3 cents at the end to 6.32 1/4. Kansas City wheat for March was in the green by 9.5 cents at 8.01 1/4. Bean market was a little bit different story. March soybeans were struggling a bit, down 12 3/4 at 15.69 even a bushel. The meal saw a little bit of gains, up $1.30 at 4.54 10 cents. And the oil for March was down by almost $2, $1.99 at 63.35. March cotton was in the green slightly, up $1.58 at 127.15. And the oats, they're still going on about a week and a half or 2 week run right now in the positive, with March oats growing by 9 3/4 cents yesterday at 7.45 3/4. Livestock market was mostly higher, with live cattle for February wrapping up 15 cents up at 141.97. Feeder cattle for March was in the green by $1.85 at 166.87. And the lean hogs for February saw some decent growth, up $2.62 at 90.32. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Here's another Scott Auction. Scott Auction will be conducting the 30th Annual Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, February the 14th, 15th, and 16th at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. Consignments include farm, antique, and loader tractors, harvest equipment, combines, grain carts, and headers, industrial equipment, high loaders, skid steers, forklifts, backhoes, and dozers, dozens of pieces of tillage, row crop, and hay equipment, planters and drills, toolbars and cultivators, plows, discs, sweeps, and field conditioners, swathers, balers, wheel rakes, and mowers, semis, trucks, pickups, and SUVs, grain, livestock, flatbed, and gooseneck trailers, irrigation equipment, engines and pipe, fuel tanks and fertilizer equipment, shop equipment and tools, RVs, campers, ATVs, UTVs, boats and mowers, livestock equipment and related items. Complete list with pictures and online bidding at scottauction.com. That's scottauction.com. Or call 620-276-8282. Another Scott Auction. There is a reason. 75 to give 100, I'd have been a 125, and 125, and 150, 150, 175, to get 200, 225, and 250, 275, and 300, sold, 300.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated offers a cattle sale every Thursday. Sale time begins at noon Thursdays. Call with early consignment listings or contact their fieldmen, Jim Dollinghouse, Dave Burrish, Jeff Cook, Greg Anderson, Trevor Lundberg, Taylor Shotty, Bill Kiesecker, or contact manager Bob Holly. Marysville Livestock Incorporated, featuring a cattle sale each Thursday beginning at noon.
Cranking up the tunes make a neighborhood less crime-prone? It depends on the tunes. Details are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Farmers and ranchers looking to help their own following the devastating windstorms and fires in Kansas December 15th can use the Hitchpin app to help deliver relief.
Hitchpin is a great way to let others know what kind of help you need, or if you are able to help by donating hay, services, materials, labor, or any other kind of donation.
From the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfbhealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, February 9th, the 40th day of 2022. Singer-songwriter Carole King celebrates a birthday, and Johann Strauss's Blue Danube Waltz was introduced in Vienna on this day in 1867. Ever thought of Strauss, Mozart, and Beethoven as modern-day crime fighters? Astonishingly, when classical music was played in some of the most dangerous London underground stations, violent crimes decreased by up to 40%. Police reduced shootings and drug deals in a Florida neighborhood by piping in classical music, and now supermarket chains are finding that it repels gangs and graffiti. You'll still have to watch your wallet in those places, though. For some reason, hearing classical music makes us want to spend more. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
.729 from KNDY, 36 degrees at sunrise. Highs warming well into the 50s again today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Brandon Mahan scored 12 of his team-high 19 points in the last 5 minutes to help University of Central Florida hold off Wichita State 71-66 last night at Addition Financial Arena. Tyson Etienne scored 17 of his game-high 26 in the second half for WSU, who's now 12-9, 3-6 in the American. The win was UCF's first ever in the series. The Shockers had won all 8 previous meetings, including an 84-79 decision less than 2 weeks ago in Wichita. The Shockers are back home Saturday evening to face South Florida at Charles Koch Arena. Tip-off, 7 o'clock. It'll be broadcast on ESPNU. K-State's Ayoka Lee, among the top 5 nationally in a number of statistical categories, has been named to the midseason team for the 2022 Jersey Mike's Naismith Trophy for Women's Player of the Year and is a candidate for the Lisa Leslie Award, which is given to the top center in women's basketball. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
We're down to the final 2 weeks of the regular season, and as expected, Twin Valley League basketball is going to be highly contested until the final night. Hello, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TBL Spotlight on KNDYRadio.com. As teams try to earn some key wins down the stretch, the TBL Spotlight will keep you up to date on all of the happenings throughout the league. The TBL Spotlight podcast on KNDYRadio.com.
It was a 1-1 split for the Marysville Bulldogs taking on the Rock Creek Mustangs. It was a tough game for the Marysville girls basketball team, losing to the Mustangs 41-22. It was a rough outing offensively on their side, and Madison Lunabon led the way for the Bulldogs with 9 total points, called up by Lainey Schaefer's 4 on the side of the Mustangs, 12 from Lexi DeWeese, and then Brooklyn Goring with 11 as well. But on the boys' side, it was a much brighter game as they defeated the Rock Creek Mustangs 63-48 with behind a big outing from Willow Toss 19 and Sam Jefferson's 15, 5-7 from the three-point line. Dalton Whitworth with 14 on the side of the Mustangs and the Grant Dukin with 10. For KNDY, I'm Paxton Gordon.
Tuesday night basketball action in girls' play. Rock Creek beat Marysville 41-22. It was Frankfort over Axtell 61-39. Valley Heights girls took Lynn 47-30. Washington County over Blue Valley 55-29. Hanover girls trimmed Clifton Clyde 43-31. Centralia beat St. Mary's 44-39. Wamego girls over Chapman 55-25. Raleigh County down Concordia 36-33. Clay Center took Republic County 58-19. In boys action, Marysville over Rock Creek 63-48. Frankfort down to Axtell 39-35. Valley Heights boys beat Lynn 56-41. Blue Valley over Washington County 52-40. Hanover boys down Clifton Clyde 67-53. St. Mary's took Centralia 92-52. Wamego boys over Chapman 65-30, Concordia top Riley County 58-38, and Clay Center beat Republic County 53-38.
Listen to Kansas State basketball tonight on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Kansas State basketball live on KNDY.
Could win your heart, you'd let me in your
be so happy, baby, just for these arms to be holding you close to me. There's nothing in this world I won't try. No limit to what I do to make you my call. I'd climb right up to the sky. I'd take down the stars just to be in your arms.
Telling me your secrets, baby, that's just a crack in the door.